Do you have a minute to save the environment? How about 2 minutes for healthcare? Endangered species? Every Bay Area resident knows the feeling, walking along a sidewalk when a question like this is tossed at you from a stranger holding a clipboard. These young, hip, clipboard-carrying canvassers wear bright T-shirts or vests with a logo of some charity. Part grassroots volunteer, part TV huckster selling slice and dice cooking gadgets, they block every passerby with a crazed smile, a wave, and a question. If they trap you, you're asked to sign up for a monthly donation. Chuggers, slang for charity muggers, have become so prevalent in some neighborhoods, everybody has an escape plan. Pretend to get a phone call, look confused and gesture you don't speak English, look mean and keep walking. It's okay. Your sidewalk canvasser might not even care about the cause on their T-shirt. Behind the clipboard curtain are professional fundraising companies paying these young people to don T-shirts and flag down pedestrians. These companies earn a large percentage of money donated, and the chuggers themselves, who are not volunteers for the charity on the T-shirt despite their activist appearance, earn a commission for donations. Some chuggers actually change causes the same workday. Green T-shirts save the environment in the morning, blue T-shirts civil liberties in the afternoon. Ambush fundraising has become more than a nuisance. Cities from London to Sydney are looking at limiting sidewalk solicitation. I know women who have felt unsafe when aggressively obstructed by chuggers on sidewalks. Times are tough and charities need to look at their bottom line. My bottom line, I don't like being accosted on the street. If I want to donate, I'll do it without some kid in a vest harassing me on the sidewalk. And with fundraising companies taking a big chunk of each donation, your curb contribution isn't doing much. So yes, I have a minute to save the environment. I'm just not going to save it on the sidewalk. With a perspective, I'm Richard Swerdlow.